Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Welcome aboard. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today on another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues. It's our delight to have you on board. Let me remind you that this broadcast is designed around the Q&A format. That is, we're talking about issues, we're asking questions, and we'd love to have you join in the dialogue and the discussion. We have designed the program in such a way that you can jump in at any point in time, ask your questions, give your input, and allow us to have that discussion with you. You can do so by dialing 831-0917. 831-0917. That telephone number gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can listen to your question, respond to your question, your dialogue and your input, your insight on the subjects as we discuss them each day. Let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. I don't believe there's a better source book in all the world than the Word of God, the Bible. Let me commend it to you. 66 books written over a period of about 1,500 years, about 40 authors, human authors, but fits together like fingers in a glove. It is the best source book to go to when we're faced with issues in life, and we all are every day. I don't recommend that you listen to the denominational dogmas, the rites and rituals, rules and regulations, as is set up by so many man-made organizations. But look at what the Word of God says. God's Word will never lead us astray, will always give us insight, illumination, and direction for our pathway and for our lives. Jesus commanded it when he said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." He had already said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then he tells them what truth is. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the source of truth. It is the fundamental foundation and capstone of all truth today. Let me commend the Word of God to you. It's called having a biblical worldview. As we look at issues and problems in life, we go back to the Scripture to see what God's Word says. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to say today that this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time, an outdoor power equipment dealership specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to start your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time also carries the equipment for homeowners and brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries hurricane preparedness equipment. And Tools for Time is a full line of Honda generators and knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about backup power this time of the year. Let me remind you that Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Or look them up, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. We're thankful that they're sponsoring this broadcast today and looking forward to your participation in this as we look at what the Word of God says, in particular, in face of what we're seeing on a national level today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about a subject that might sound a little odd at first, but you'll get the drift of it as we get into the broadcast, and I pray that you'll jump in at some point. 831-0917, 831-0917 is the telephone number. We're going to be talking about, it's not guns, stupid. It's not guns, stupid. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. If you ever watched a magician carry out his magical trick for years and years and years while on the road in full-time evangelism, I did what was called gospel magic. I would always explain to the audience, and that was designed for young people and for youth and for kids of that day, and it was always designed around the gospel of Jesus Christ to accentuate and to point people to Christ. But it was a hand trick, magical tricks that I enjoyed doing. But if you ever watched a magician and carrying out the trick or the magic, and it will always be something that he's getting you to focus your eyes on one hand while he does the magic, if you will, or the sleight of hand with the other hand. Listen very carefully. What we're witnessing today in America is that of hearing a lot of rhetoric, a lot of screaming, a lot of hair on fire from the socialist Democrats, and yet the real focus, the real agenda, is not what you see or what you hear on one hand. It's what you don't see and what we don't hear that's been promulgated and pushed by the other hand. That's the magical trick to it, if you will. I've been saying for several years now that we're witnessing the strategies of the demonic plan for a one-world global governance and a socialistic America. Ladies and gentlemen, I've just been sent this morning, and I don't know the authenticity of it, but I think that based on my research on the subject, that it could be stated as correct. One person had posted on Facebook what the mainstream media isn't mentioning. Number one, the Garlic Festival shooter is a Muslim, but the mainstream media only refers to him as a white man. Number two, El Paso shooter is an Antifa member, Democrat. Number three, the Ohio shooter is a registered Democrat. Now everyone's blaming Trump, and no one's mentioning the Democrats calling for violence since they took office. There's Maxine Waters telling people to attack Trump supporters wherever you see them. Antifa is attacking conservatives and Trump supporters. And where's the media on that if they're concerned about the dangers and the difficulties from these so-called mass shootings? By the way, ladies and gentlemen, when we understand what is happening with the sleight of hand, the sleight of hand, as I call it, and it's a demonstrably demonic source that empowers them to do what they're doing. It is a devilish, demonic source. But ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing and what you're hearing and what I've been saying for years and years and years now is that we are looking for a one-world government. That's what there's a striving for today. By the way, George Soros, the mega deep-pocketed billionaire, is funding much of this that we're seeing today in America. It's not just spontaneous. It's not just something that's popping up. Some of the riots and some of the things that's taking place in the street where they already have the highly published and highly printed and professionally made signs, that didn't just happen overnight for each of these events. It's because the George Soros mindset is, and his deep pocket and his funds are derived from, having a one-world global governance and having a socialistic system of that one-world governance. And that's where it's headed. In fact, you can look at Revelation chapter 17 in your leisure, and you find that after the church is raptured out in the days of the tribulation, that you'll find that all the fragments of all denominations are wedded together in a global one-world church. It's called the Great Whore in Revelation 17. It is the domination of the one-world church. And that one-world church in Revelation 17, ladies and gentlemen, as you study the text, is absolutely sponsored by, controlled by, and propped up by the government. And at a point in time, as you study the text, you'll find government gets tired of the church, and even in that false, phony, prostituted Great Whore Church, as it is called, and will crush, destroy the church, ultimately destroy even that false, phony, fake global church of the last days of the tribulation. We're watching the promulgation of and the strategies toward that end goal, and it's a demonic, satanic end goal, but it's being perpetrated upon us by the socialist Democrats. But ladies and gentlemen, let's look at some of the reality of what's happening now and how we will manage that is taking place as we watch it merge into the future plan of a socialist globalist governance system. The mass shootings are simply symptoms of what I call a much more dire, satanic, difficult problem in America. Number one, spiritually, that is, Bible-believing, church-attending society has plummeted. I don't know if you're keeping up with the numbers. I do. I'm a numbers person. I enjoy statistics. I enjoy looking at data. I enjoy looking at surveys and the overviews of what's happening and why it's happening. I ingest it like putting at a steak dinner. But may I remind you that as we look at the statistical data of what's really taking place, we're watching spirituality in America take a nosedive. I said to my wife this morning, if it were possible to have a graft made, I believe we could go back and look at the graft and see as we're finding the decline of the church, decline of spirituality, decline of Christians, decline of church attendance, the decline of anything that's called morals and ethics and values from a church level in America. We can also see on that same graph an exponential increase of the shootings, an exponential increase of the demise of anything that's called the United States of America as a sovereign nation. Keep in mind, America was founded on the fundamentals of the Word of God. Our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and our Bill of Rights, all that we find in those documents of our founding fathers, were all promulgated from a fundamental of a biblical worldview. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we're rapidly leaving that fundamental foundation of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ today. In fact, I read an article just the other day where they've developed, and I may have spoken of this before on the broadcast, they developed an app that you can put your app, put the application on your iPhone or on your iPad or any other handheld device, and you don't even have to go to church now. You can pull up that app, and as one person said in relationship to the app, no longer do you have to go to church. You can have the Bible and God right in your pocket. And that's because supposedly of such a fast-paced generation today that there's not enough time to go to church. So we're watching spiritual things, the fundamental warp and woof. That's the fabric of society in its decline today. We're talking about some of the symptoms of a much greater situation and problem in America, and that is the decline of spiritual things, church attendance, etc. We find there's no prayers, no Bible study, no commitment to the church, no submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, no recognition of the fundamentals of the Word of God. In fact, theological books, doctrinal books, and things that integrate with the study of the Word of God, the sale of those across the nation have plummeted in the past 5 years, past 2 years in particular. In fact, one major Christian book chain that's been in America for many, many, many years. They had 180 stores across the nation. As of the end of July, they closed all of them. All of them were closed. Why is that so? Because it's not a searching for an answer based on the authority of Scripture today. So we're looking at the symptoms that absolutely point to a much greater problem that we're seeing in our nation today. And first of all, that symptom is the spirituality and the spiritual things, the decline in society today on anything that's called church or godliness. The second thing is the fatherless homes. The fatherless homes have increased. I don't know if you're aware of the fact, and I was just made aware of it afresh and anew. I was familiar with it, but was not freshly reminded of it until recently. Don't you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the fatherless home goes back to 1968, I believe it was, with Lyndon Baines Johnson. And when Lyndon Baines Johnson, because of wanting to put everybody on welfare and put everybody on the government dole, then across America, homes were forbidden where there were the relationships that were not a marriage relationship or where there was difficulties in the home. The government goes in and replaces the father with the government check that says that if you want the money, if you want the check for child support, if you want the check to support you and pay your rent and pay your buy your groceries, then the father cannot stay in the home. The father has to abandon the home. And that was the start of it. We have today the result of that, the welfare system, the welfare program that rejected the father. It literally ejected the father from the home and put government as the father rather than the father being the head of the home. And we're finding the end result of that today. Overwhelming majority of these shooters, if not all, and I've done major research on it, I'm willing to say all, but I will have a little caveat and say maybe not 100%, but 99.9% of the shooters are coming out of fatherless homes, homes where spirituality was not the focus, homes where the Bible was not read, homes where there was no prayer, no focus on church attendance, homes where there was no focus on Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. The fatherless homes and the spiritual deficit homes are major factors into what we're seeing today. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the symptoms of a much deeper and more dire situation than the problems in America. The plummet in spirituality, the fatherless homes increasing, prayer, Bible, and God have been banned from the classrooms, thus providing no moral, ethical, biblical principles for the kids to be founded upon in our schools today. Even the Ten Commandments that at one time were highly profiled in our schools. In fact, I remember, and it's been less than 100 years ago, when I was in school, the Ten Commandments were on the wall. In fact, the kids in the classroom had to memorize the Ten Commandments and stand and publicly regurgitate them before the class. Every day in my class in public school, the teacher would read Bible scripture verses. We would memorize the scripture verses and stand and repeat them. There would be prayer time, Bible time, pledge to the flag time every morning before any academic started. You did not find a worry about kids taking guns to school then. You didn't have to worry about whether or not a teacher was going to be shot or abused in the classroom then, because the Bible was the focus, and kids, even though they might not have been saved, understood there was a principle, and that principle was that God is in control, that God is in charge, and that God is the one that makes the final decision on what we're doing, whether it's right or wrong. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the symptoms, and I'm doing a trickle-down. I don't know if you've paid attention to the format of the broadcast, but I do what's called an inverted pyramid. I start with the greater evidence of information and trickle down to the focus of the point that I want to make in the broadcast. That's what I'm doing now. We're looking at the broader picture, but a symptomatics of what is taking place in our nation today, where the prayer and Bible reading, in fact, I read an article very recently where a fourth grader, where there was a demeaning of that fourth grader publicly in the public school, saying that he could not read his Bible openly in the classroom because it might be detrimental to others, and he was forbidden to be able to do so. The Bible is a closed book in public schools today. This is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, by the way, I commended one of our legislators back in this last legislative session because she had introduced a Bible in the classroom bill. It stayed locked up in the committees because even the Republicans, so-called conservative Republicans, did not want the bill passed. I have talked with some of those that are responsible for that, and I understand we're going to have a reintroduction of that bill in the spring session of the legislature in Tallahassee. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about some of the symptoms. Juvenile delinquency is prevalent just as a slap on the knuckles today if there's a problem. A juvenile delinquent just gets a rap on the knuckles and he's released. There's no real penalty for any crime that's committed. They do the same thing again. The same thing happens. And it's the socialist Democrats that are generating the laws that insist on that, that generally insist that the laws ought not to be enforced on those that are juveniles. I've said many, many times down through the years, ladies and gentlemen, for a parent has the responsibility of training up a child the way he should go. When he's old, he will not have departed from it. That same biblical unit of thought in Proverbs says, if you beat him with a rod, he'll not surely die. And I modified that even though he might sound like it. And I'm not talking about physical abuse. I'm talking about biblical spanking that God ordained to correct that child. That's not happening in the homes today. So we found the juvenile delinquents out here today, ruling the roost in the homes, carrying out their absolute renegade responses to rebellion against God and against mom and dad. And it's taking place in our families, in our homes, in our streets today in America. Then there's that horrific, vile, wicked, evil, grotesque videos that are being consumed 6, 8, and 10 hours a day by the teens, the millennials, 18 to 35 year old age group, consuming that garbage. They grew up on these videos, ladies and gentlemen, and as a result of that, they think nothing about the pulling of the trigger of a real weapon and mowing people down. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, it's not guns, stupid. It's not guns, it's a lack of God. It's not guns, it's a lack of biblical guidance. It's not guns, it's a lack of parental authority in the home. It's not the guns, it's a lack of a teeth in the law that will inculcate truth in that person that's committed the crimes. And then the sixth thing is, and I'm just doing a brief overview, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, it's simply this: there's a deficit of biblical, moral, ethical foundations in the homes today. There's a deficit of the moral, ethical foundations based on the Word of God in the culture. And as a result of that, our nation is plummeting. I believe, and I've said it before, I believe we're watching the promulgation of and the intensification of the judgment of God upon a nation that said no to Jesus Christ. The judgment of God upon a nation that continues to go our own merry way and listen to the socialist Democrats rather than listening to God and what the Word of God says. According to the Barna Report, ladies and gentlemen, those that acknowledge a relationship to God through Jesus Christ is on a sharp decline in the United States of America. If you want to know where America is going today, if you want to know the end result of our nation today, all we need to do is look to Europe and see what is there. Europe, there's about 98% that on a survey in relationship to God and godliness and biblical truth and spirituality, 98% check none. No relationship, no denominational preference, no relationship to God. Only 2% claim to have a Christian biblical worldview or a Christian view at all in Europe. And that's where we're headed today. As a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, all of Europe, check me out, prove me wrong. All of Europe today is absolutely consumed by, controlled by, and absolutely dominated by the Islamic jihadist. Check me out. That's as a result of that vacuum, that void that's there, because the Bible and God's been omitted from all of society. Now, Governor Abbott of Texas, in a recent speech, in fact, this article is dated some months back, but Governor Abbott said this. He said, the problem is not guns, it's hearts without God. At the National Rifle Association Convention in Dallas, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott said, religion and the Second Amendment are the best ways to curb gun violence and mass shootings. Notice what he said. Notice he says, religion and the Second Amendment. That's our First and Second Amendment, ladies and gentlemen. The right to keep and bear arms is number two. Religious liberties and freedom, number one. And he goes further to say, the answer to gun violence is not to take guns away. The answer is to strengthen the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. And Albert, during his brief speech to about 5,000 firearms enthusiasts, the problem is not guns, it's hearts without God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't have said it better myself. You can take guns away and it won't stop the killings. In fact, some of you might know, and I'm looking at a little mime here in my hands, and it says Jim Jones killed 918 people with a pitcher of Kool-Aid. Tell me again how gun control will stop mass murders. When you think of that, we need to stop and wake up, smell the roses, smell the coffee, and understand. Governor Abbott says, the problem is not guns, it's hearts without God. And I think that could have been said from a better strategy and better standpoint than Governor Abbott stated it. In fact, most preachers today don't have spines enough to stand in the pulpit and say that very thing. Most today, I'm fearful to say that I use the term all the time. I believe in God and Glock. I believe in God and Glock. I believe that God has, and I can show you in the scripture where God ordained what we call the castle doctrine, the right to keep and bear arms, our doctrine of self-defense. And it was codified in our constitutions, confirmed by the U.S. Supreme Court on several occasions to be carried out by the citizens. That doesn't mean that I'm a hard-hearted person that wants to go out here and harm somebody. That's not the point at all. But I believe that is a biblical worldview that ought to be inculcated and not run from. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. You can join us by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking about the subject today. It's not guns, stupid. And may I continue to by saying, one writer stated the problem this way when dealing with socialism. In fact, he said, it's the morality, stupid. Everyone is scratching their heads trying to figure out what has gone wrong with the disturbing stories breaking and more attacks by young men killing strangers at random. We're reeling as the nation is at the wake of the most recent mass shootings and wondering what has caused this tragic phenomenon. Our cultural elites have led us down a path of unbelief. Listen, our cultural elites have led us down a path of unbelief. That is unbelief in God, unbelief in the Bible, unbelief in spiritual things. And now we're reaping the consequences of it. In today's crisis, which is not something brand new, it's been brewing for decades in America. It's the morality, stupid. And what's the cause of this morality? We have driven God out of the public arena. Unbelief assumes there's no divine accountability. When there's no fear of God in the land, then the people do whatever they feel like doing, even if it inflicts mayhem upon themselves and upon others. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we're talking about today. It's not the guns, stupid. It's a lack of God in hearts and lives of human beings in the United States of America. We're setting the stage, ladies and gentlemen, for what ultimately become a socialist, global, world governance. According to the Word of God, that shall take place. That doesn't mean we're to sit back and do nothing. That doesn't mean that we're to ignore the signs that we're seeing in relationship to that and do nothing. The biblical book of Judges says, "And every man did that which was right in his own eyes." Ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the book of Judges, in fact, Judges chapter 2, verse 10 through 14, I want to just read us a few verses, and that sets the stage for the balance of this broadcast. The scripture says in the 10th verse of Judges, the second chapter, "And also that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam," that is, false gods. "And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them up out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, and the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord God to anger. And they forsook the Lord, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of the Lord was against Israel, and he delivered them out of the hands of the spoilers, and the spoilers them, and he spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of the enemies round about them, so that they could not any longer stand before the enemies." Ladies and gentlemen, if you want me to just summarize those few verses very definitively, they forgot God, they forsook God, and in God's word, they're talking about the days of the judges where they're doing everything that's right in their own eyes. They started worshiping false God, bowing to false gods, and allowing God then to bring judgment against them and against the land as a result of them turning their backs on God. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're doing that very same thing. We're repeating history, ladies and gentlemen, because we've turned our backs on holy God. In the context of the biblical text, we have the whole society today that's turned from God. We're worshiping gods, the goddesses, the false gods. We have, just as we found in the biblical text, as you study it further, they have animal sacrifices in the day of the judges. That is bowing down before the false gods. They have human sacrifices. That is abortion, as we find it today. They have they had prostitution that was rampant. That is the LGBTQ and the Planned Parenthood agenda today. All kinds of sexual perversions and pedophilia and perverts as today was found then, and God judged them as a result of it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how we can be any more definitive as to what we see taking place in our nation. We're concerned about the rioting. We're concerned about the mass shootings. We're concerned about what we're seeing taking place. One of the major problems that I find that we are turning our backs on and not recognizing is that it's a moral, ethical, biblical deficit that's bringing about what I believe is God's judgment. It's not guns, stupid. It's the lack of God in our homes, in our families, in our churches, in our schools. We have divorced ourselves from God. We're allowing the gods of the world to come in. And anytime there is a vacuum where God is left out, then all kinds of false religions come in. And Islam is coming in and a major fell swoop across the globe, and it's happening in America today, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute break for station identification and the news. Looking forward to you coming to join us again about 1 minute. Come back and let's continue. Let's face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.